And good morning, everybody, at CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff Bryant, your host. You're listening to The Fill-In Show. Today, I've got a special guest. He's going to be here soon, and he's going to be providing all sorts of content. He's going to talk about football, which is to say soccer, which is to say football. And I think he's going to be doing a phoner as well. And he might even ask some questions from the audience. So that's all coming up. Wait a minute. He's here right now. Let's just go ahead and dive into our first segment for the day. He's going to talk football. Football, a game known to some as soccer, but known to everybody else as football. This week, football correspondent Keith Kennedy explains what's going on in the world of soccer. I mean, football. Euro Cup 2016, Copa America 2016. What are they? And why are they happening at the same time? Keith Kennedy explains this week on Now We're Talking. Keith Kennedy is in the studio. Keith, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm a little bit confused about why there's two major soccer/football events happening in this. Could you start by just explaining why that's occurring right now?
I had assumed that you would ask me this, and in preparation of that question, I chose not to find out.
Okay, good.
Because I'm as baffled as you, and I think it's more interesting than whatever the answer would be.
Yeah, well, just to be clear, Keith is a big lover of the football, of soccer. It's been a part of your life for years, for your whole life, really.
Yeah.
So you know about such things. This speaks to how unusual it is. So there's Euro Cup, or is it called Euro 2016?
Yeah, I guess
either
Euro
2016. Euro 2016, yeah. And then Copa America.
If you're nasty.
And they're different regions. There's obviously European football and South America, Central America.
Yeah. And there's a ton of different regions.
But I'm assuming usually they're staggered.
Well, yeah. I think the last time around, Copa happened the year before the World Cup.
Okay.
Which happens every 4 years.
Yeah.
Which is the big one, of course.
Right.
That's why they call it the World Cup.
The World Cup.
And I don't know. I actually don't believe the Copa's happening right now. That's
okay.
My take on it, is that there must be some confusion. Oh, maybe just you and I are confused. Maybe everyone's laughing at us right now.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the results. It says Copa America.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why that would happen.
It's just a myth.
And I, as a fan of footy, which is the proper medium between soccer and football.
Okay.
Proper. I've just decided for everyone what's proper.
It's official.
Yeah. So take that, world. I'm not sure that... What was the question again?
Well, the question is just, why are these happening at the same time? What's going on? Copa plus Euro. That's the broad question.
Copa plus Euro.
Yeah, why are they occurring at the same time? Because it feels like, as a casual fan of soccer, when the World Cup happens, I'm like, oh, the World Cup's happening. I'm going to check that out. And, okay, the Euro's a thing that's regional, and that, I guess that happens in, you know, not in the same four-year cycle. So why would these two major events be occurring at this at the same time? It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Because I guess my question would be for you as a soccer fan, how do you divide your time between both, or do you just focus on Euro action?
Well, that's funny. The way I approach any of these tournaments, because I don't watch a lot, there's so much soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've just broken the footy rule, because there's so much soccer, I have to pick and choose. And I like other sports, so what I do is I watch just the Champions League,
mm-hmm.
which is sort of the highest level of club soccer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So when the big tournaments come around, I like not knowing very much, because mm-hmm. what happens is you get to learn about all of this from scratch. So tournament play, for anyone who loves sports, in NCAA tournament, World Junior tournament, those are the best times of the year if you like the tournament format. And the World Juniors is my favorite tournament by far, and it's exactly because I get to learn about these new young players that I will see in the National Hockey League for the next 10 years.
Right.
And so with the World Cup or the Euro, which I consistently watch, I get to watch the story unfold from the beginning. I go, oh, Switzerland, who are these new guys? And then I watch them play well or play poorly. I watch them at least for 3 games each. If they do well, I get to watch them overachieve and get invested. So I really like the idea of not knowing. But for two of them to happen at one time really hurts. I guess I'm a casual fan in that regard, that I'm not doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
But I do watch every single second of the tournaments.
I know that about you. I know that, like, when the World Cup occurs, I know that you allocate the time to watch as much of it as possible. And that's my point. I imagine if you're a huge football fan, it must be confusing to have to manage both. Do you know whether or not the finals are going to kind of intersect? Are they more or less on the same schedule?
I was so displeased with the possibility
of
having one of them cut off for me that I've chosen not to look into that.
Well, I guess another question would be, coming from a very casual fan, when I think of European players, I think they're very good players. And when I think about Latin American players, I assume they're very good too. So maybe talk about the difference between the style of play. Do they have their own kind of brand of football in different regions of the world?
There was a time, for sure. I mean, some of the standard bearers of the South American game, like Brazil and Argentina, they had reputations for being more exciting football, more fun to watch, more aggressive, fancier. Brazilian in itself is a word that describes a style of football because it's so flashy and interesting. But over the years, just like in any sport, systems of play, the mathematics of sport has come to dominate. And you can also find very talented players and very interesting and original players in Europe now, too. And not that you always couldn't, but as the world grows smaller and we all see everything more, as we can check on our social media feeds for what Cristiano Ronaldo is doing on his yacht, we learn that... we can take that from those guys, and maybe we should have an interesting right winger with funny hair because that will make us better. And so now that I think it's less disparate than it used to be, and I think the European style of play, especially the Germans who've been very successful in the last decade, pretty much, that style has been dominant. And also on the flip side of that is the Spanish style, which is this what they call tiki-taki or whatever the Spanish version of that is, short passes.
It's just tiki-taki with the Spanish accent.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which I'm not willing to do at this hour.
I'm not capable.
Yeah, it's too early for a bad Spanish accent.
So the style of passing the ball around a lot and moving quickly and very precise passing has sort of eclipsed. A lot of the idea that the Brazilians are going to show up and do crazy Brazilian things and be successful.
And speaking of the Brazilians, and I'll emphasize it once again for the listener, my perspective is that of the casual fan who jumps on the bandwagon, which is to say, oh, it's the World Cup? That sounds like a thing. Can you just talk to me about that famous game that I had the chance to witness in the 2014 World Cup when Brazil was devastated by Germany? I actually had the chance to watch that game in the company of like a couple hundred Brazilians at a bar in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And there was a Brazilian band. It was very much like,
soak in the
I think
sadness.
That they just celebrate life and they're that way. Yeah. But I think they were also prepared for victory. And it was really interesting, not just to see them lose, but to lose so badly. And can you just remind the listeners more, like, roughly what happened in that game that was so devastating?
Let's drop the veil a little bit here, Jeff. And
don't tell them that I'm wearing a veil.
Acknowledge that you asked me this question because you know how we talked about it before. And you know,
but I have a short-term memory
where I come from on this. So I was a big Germany booster for a long time.
Okay.
Because I don't often have the opportunity to be prophetic. And when I saw them about 10 years ago, they were very young and very strong. And I predicted that they would win the World Cup in Brazil, which was at that time, I think, 8 or 10 years later.
Okay.
And in approach, of course, pundits examine everything you can possibly examine. And one of the big things that came out of the World Cup pregame shows was that Brazil's at home, therefore they could win.
Mm-hmm.
And I held fast with everyone around me chirping in my ear that that's not going to happen. That Germany's going to win this tournament. So when they met in the semifinal, it was a semifinal. I was watching alone with my reputation
at stake.
Yeah, tied around my neck like a cape.
Yeah, like a veil.
Yeah, like a veil. No, it was a cape.
Don't steal
just
my
like
metaphor.
The one I'm wearing now.
That's my metaphor.
and I just loved it. I watched their souls die.
And what happened? Like, because a lot of people maybe missed it.
So oh, yeah, happened? Of course. Germany done beat them.
Badly.
Very soundly. A lot of goals very quickly.
In football, the score is often 0-1, yes. Maybe 2-1.
Most often 0-0.
0-0. And they scored, what did they do? They scored like
five plus goals in the first half.
It felt like a hockey game where it's getting out of control.
Yeah.
It felt like a hockey game when the goalie's been pulled and for some reason they won't put him back in or something. Like it was
yeah,
extreme.
It felt like there was no goaltender.
From my viewing of football, it was just surreal to watch.
Well, I've been watching it.
And
since
it was
I
in
was
Brazil,
a kid.
Of course. Again, more details here that matter.
I've been watching since I was a kid, and it was the biggest blowout I've ever seen in non-club football. So in international football. Now, I'm sure there have been more disparate scores. Disparate's the word of the day.
Disparate.
But this was two powerhouses, in theory, powerhouses of world football.
Mm-hmm.
One of them treating the other like children, like just not even acknowledging their manhood. Dominating them.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was that weird. I thought Brazil was weak. I thought they didn't have enough going forward, which means attacking power. I didn't think they were very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not expect them to win. But I thought, 3-0, 3-1, Germany, that'll be pretty solid. And I was standing alone in my room and cheering. Glee, tears of glee.
You got to be careful
of
about,
glee.
Were you screaming in German? Because you can't.
No.
Just like, because I could see how if you're in the spirit of things, you might scream in German.
Well, the only German word I know is nine.
Yeah.
And they didn't quite reach that many goals.
Exactly. Exactly. They didn't.
No, I didn't. It was just yes, yes all the time. And I just had so much fun. And I gloated then. I'm not much of a gloater normally, but I went out into the world after that game with the tears of glee and told everyone that they were stupid.
Yeah, even just strangers.
Oh, random people.
On the street.
Yeah. I helped an old lady across the street that day.
Did you... When
and
you,
told her she was stupid in case that wasn't clear.
To be clear, did you scream the word nine?
No, not once.
Not once.
Because nothing bad happened.
Because nothing bad happened,
right?
But just for my own curiosity, could you just pull back from the mic a bit, maybe like quite a ways back,
okay,
and just point your head in that direction. Could you just give me a nine with a German accent?
Nine!
Great.
Is that good?
That's great. Thanks.
I'm coming back in.
Keith, thank you so much for coming in to talk a little bit of football today. We really appreciate that. We've got to move on to the next segment in the show.
Nine!
Okay.
Oh, I was close to
that
the
was
mic
close
that
to the
time.
Mic this time.
Sorry, everyone.
And Keith, thanks again for coming in. We're going to have another segment here, so we'll catch you next time. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
It's time for Ask Keith Anything. That's right, folks. You can fax it in. You can mail it in. You can give us a call. You could even send over a mule. As long as there's a question for Keith to answer, that's pretty much the deal. Go ahead and ask Keith anything, and he'll answer it to the best of his ability. It could be hilarious. It could be forlorn. Too soon to say. But here we go. This week's edition of Ask Keith Anything.
Okay, Keith, welcome back to the studio. Thanks for coming back.
Hey, man. Yeah, it's no problem.
Listen, it is that time. Ask Keith Anything. And we do have a question from a listener here. Can I go ahead and feed you that question?
Sure.
And are you prepared to answer that?
I am very prepared.
Okay.
That's the way I say I'm not prepared at all. Let's do it.
Okay, great. This is from, it's actually an anonymous email, which is a little bit, in a way that's creepy.
Yeah, it's not uncommon.
I'm not too worried about it. Mm-hmm. But it's also the location is anonymous. A lot of anonymity in this one. That's strange.
I'll
and the lack
that.
Of creativity in this as well.
Okay, I'm really into lack of creativity. So this is going to work out just
fine.
Yeah,
it'll be perfect. So the question is simply put, blanket fort versus tree fort.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, folks, you're listening to Ask Keith Anything on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff, your host for The Fill-In Show. Talking to Keith Kennedy, Ask Keith Anything, blanket fort versus tree fort.
What I'd like to do in these sort of questions is a comparison, a proper comparison. So we'll come up with some categories to answer this question, because this is important. You don't want to waste a lot of time on a tree fort if it turns out it doesn't give you what you want.
Sure.
So the first thing to take into account is bugs.
Bugs.
Yeah. There are way more bugs in a tree fort. So blanket fort is the winner here. That's 1 point for blanket fort.
Okay, so let me put that down there.
A lot less bugs.
One for blanket.
Okay.
Climbing.
Climbing is an important category. Mm-hmm. There's way more climbing in a tree fort. So again, blanket fort. Blanket gets fort. The point. Category three, Jeff. I'm afraid of heights. Blanket okay. fort.
Blanket fort.
Coziness.
Now, of course, it's not. Does the blanket fort have to be indoors? I mean, it could be. It could be in a on a precipice or something. On a cliff's edge.
A precipice?
So we're going to assume that... let me just write this down. Blanket fort is not...
It's not on a
precipice. Not on a precipice.
On an impronounceable word, apparently.
Okay, good. Okay, sorry. Continue.
We can do precipice later if you want.
Yeah, that's we'll do that next week.
Okay. So coziness, I think. Unless you set a risky fire in your tree, a tree fort will never be as cozy as a blanket fort.
Okay.
So that's another point for blanket fort.
Gotcha.
Access to fridge and television. Blanket fort.
Blanket fort.
Yeah. Again, assuming it's inside and not on some sort of fridgeless precipice. Time to construct. That's, we all need time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing people complain about not having.
So there's more time
mm-hmm.
when it is
a tree fort.
A tree fort.
Yeah. So weeks, if you really want to finish it. And maybe even months or years if you have a bit of a deadbeat dad or something.
Sure.
So again... Blanket fort takes 11 to 23 minutes. So,
23 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, feeling like a kid. That's a really important part of fort building.
Mm-hmm.
So you could definitely feel like a kid in a treehouse, in theory, but as an adult, the inconvenience make it feel more like camping somewhere where you have to make a perilous descent just to whistle.
Gotcha.
Which sort of makes me think of...
Whistle means pee?
Yeah.
Okay, let me write that down.
So blanket forts make you feel like... you know, goofy kid, like right away. So, you could whistle off the side of a tree fort, which brings us back to the precipice.
Right.
And that's fun. Whizzing off something high is very fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't got a chance to do it, I recommend it. But you couldn't take care of all of your bathroom needs that way. So that's why blanket fort, everything's right there.
Okay.
Nookie.
Nookie.
Yeah. So that's relevant. You're not likely to have that opportunity. In a tree fort. Whereas in a blanket fort, you're in a comfortable place. It's kind of like your bed. So if your wife or your husband are there, that's a good fun part of that.
I like that. I'm inspired to give you a little bit of jazz.
Okay.
A little bit of jazz. Yeah, it's a little bit of jazz. There it is.
Yeah.
It kind of sets fort. A tone, right?
Blanket fort jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give the rest of this. Keep going.
Yep.
But give it to me more of a jazz guy voice.
Okay.
Let's try that.
Well, I only have one more category, but it's okay. The jazziest category.
That's perfect.
This category is woodiness.
Woodiness.
Yeah. So just trying to come up with something that the tree fort can win,
mm-hmm.
because it hasn't won any. The more I think about it, there's a lot of wood in my living room. Coffee tables and bookshelves and my TV stand.
Right.
So I think that one's a draw.
Overall, what's the conclusion?
Yeah, so
overall?
I guess my short answer would be, for lifting your childhood spirit in a fast and convenient manner, Blanket Fort is the clear choice.
Blanket Fort wins.
Yeah, so thanks very much for the question.
Folks, this has been this week's edition of Ask Keith Anything, and the question was Blanket Fort versus Tree Fort. The winner was Blanket Fort, and I'm going to go ahead and play that promo one more time.
It's time... Or Ask Keith Anything. That's right, folks. You can fax it in. You can mail it in. You can give us a call. You could even send over a mule. As long as there's a question for Keith to answer, that's pretty much the deal. Go ahead and ask Keith anything, and he'll answer it to the best of his ability. It could be hilarious. It could be forlorn. Too soon to say. But here we go. This week's edition of Ask Keith Anything.
Yes, that was this week's edition of Ask Keith Anything. We have Keith Kennedy in the studio today, folks. If you're just tuning in, or even if you're not, my name is Jeff Bryant. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC campus in Vancouver. This is the fill-in show, and hopefully, I think later this month, and it's not clear, but it's possible, you're going to hear a weekly show, a new show hosted by myself with regular guest commentator Keith Kennedy. It will be called Now We're Talking. Today we are talking, but we're talking on the fill-in show. Keith Kennedy is my guest. Keith Kennedy is a Vancouver-based writer, and I've known Keith for 63 years, more or less.
Keith, I don't keep count.
He doesn't keep count. I do, and I do it poorly. But we've had Keith in the studio. We're going to continue to have Keith in the studio here on the Fill-In Show until 10 a.m. this morning. Why are you listening? I wonder why you're listening so early. Is this a regular thing that you do on Sunday morning? I'm intrigued. I know for Keith and I, we had to get up quite early.
Yep.
But it was worth it because we prefer to hang out with microphones, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're here.
It's just not life unless you're being recorded.
And one of the great things is, of course, doing a show on Sunday is we've figured out parking. I don't know if you know. I don't know where you're listening from, but if you come up to UBC, parking can be a challenge, especially if you're cheap and you want to park for free. And we nailed it. There was a couple hiccups.
Yeah.
But we figured it out, I think.
Yeah, the indecision of sign interpretation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which sounds like an album.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of album.
Yeah, I actually wasn't listening to what you're talking about. I was just listing some of my favorite
listing
albums.
off albums that are appropriate to what I'm saying. But we're not going to tell you where we parked because it's a secret. But Keith is Keith's a writer here in Vancouver. Keith, do you want to talk about your writing career right now?
I always want to talk about my writing career.
Well, that's perfect. Actually, you're going to be launching a website soon. We don't have to. Maybe we'll save it. We won't promote it yet because it's not published yet. But understand, listener, that Keith will soon be, probably within a couple weeks, be publishing a website wherein you will have access to his writings. But Keith is a poet. Keith is a novelist. He's a fantasy writer. Keith can also speak for himself. I should stop saying what Keith is. Keith.
I really, really enjoy hearing.
Was I on the right track?
Yeah, I think so.
What would you describe primarily, would you say you're a fantasy novelist?
It's funny. My answer to any question like that is often area appropriate, situation appropriate. So most people ask me that question at family reunions, at weddings, at funerals, places where people have to ask you because they haven't seen you in a while and you're married to their niece.
Yeah.
And so what they want to know is, do you write books? That's all they care about. So the way I answer those questions to make myself feel better and not seem like a terrible husband to their niece is I say I'm a poet.
Can we role play this right now?
Yeah.
Let's do a little bit of jazz.
It's not painful for me at all.
Now, I hope this isn't, folks, I hope this isn't too much, but I just want to role play this situation with Keith. We're at a family wedding, and I'm going to be Keith's, I'm going to be like his second cousin once removed. My name's going to be Ian. Oh. Keith, you're going to be Keith.
Ian.
And I'm going to come up to you, and we're going to talk about your career. And you said you're going to go the poet route?
Well, there's more to it than that, but I'll tell Ian.
Okay, let's give it a whirl. Hey, Keith, how's it going? It's me, Ian. You remember me?
Yeah, I do remember you, Ian.
You know, I've been watching you from across the room.
Yeah.
And I'm
You're
trying
a watcher. That's your thing.
Exactly. And I'm trying to understand what is it that you do for a living? Because I'm hearing different things. And is it true that you're a writer? What does that mean?
Yeah, I am a writer.
Yeah. Tell me more. I need to know what that means. I need to understand. I mean, I'm hearing you're a writer. What kind of writer? What are you talking about?
Is there that much mystique, Ian, about what this is?
There is. There is a little bit of mystique, for sure.
Okay. Well, this, Ian, this isn't the kind of question I'm used to getting. It's so very open-ended that I feel that I could answer honestly. Yeah. And you also have a very honest face.
Thank you.
But the way I would normally answer is to say that I'm a poet first and foremost, because that's where most of my publications lie, and that makes me feel like a worthwhile human being to be married into your family.
Why aren't you dressed like a poet? You're telling me that you're a poet, but I'm looking at how you're dressed. I
just like slacks, Ian.
You like
doesn't
to be
have to be a
comfortable.
Thing.
You're the comfortable poet.
Yeah, I guess so. A poet doesn't make a whole lot of money, so if you're expecting something...
That's fair. I wasn't expecting
flashy.
Anything. I just expect you to dress comfortably.
That's good.
What you doing?
So I write short fiction as well. I publish short fiction. And so starting with those things helps me feel like I'm answering the question like someone who has a real job would.
Oh, shoot. We're not role playing anymore. Okay, I'll turn the music.
Yeah, I don't like Ian very much.
Ian,
I'll be honest with you. His face is smug, to be fair.
You were lying. You're humoring him earlier.
Funny thing is, there are very few Ians who care. It's usually a grandmother or an aunt, and they just want to know that you've published a novel. Most people want to know that you're a novelist, and if they don't, hear those words, mm-hmm. then they look for hors d'oeuvres. They look away.
Because if you're not a novelist, then you're a fake writer.
It just doesn't seem legitimate. Because so many people claim that they write or that they write things.
Or they once wrote a poem or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So by sort of starting up front with my credentials, I can at least feel like this is what I get paid for. This is what I'm a professional for.
What about just lying?
Yeah, I'm not good.
Have you ever tried that before? It sounds like you're aware of what they want to hear.
Yes.
So what about in the interest of entertainment, just playing to what mm-hmm. they want to hear?
I can't lie.
Can't do it.
I love honesty so much. I love it so much. And I would rather suffer the consequences. And have. My mother asked me one time how her wedding dress looked.
Oh, no.
And I answered her honestly.
Ouch.
Yeah.
How did it look?
It looked fine, Jeff.
See, you've learned.
No.
You've adapted.
I think in that situation, anything other than being impressed is an unacceptable answer. So, yeah, it's got me in trouble quite a few times, that streak of
honesty. So that's like a social cue where you're supposed to say, looks good, you're on the right track.
Like, fabulous, mother.
Yeah.
Way to get married again.
Yeah. We should get your mother in here.
Yo.
No. Yeah, yo.
That was me trying to lie and then being honest very quickly.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No.
Yeah.
I love my mother. I think she would be a wonderful guest.
She would be a good guest.
Yes.
We got to get her in here.
Yeah, she's a wacky dame.
Yeah, I haven't seen your mom in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Not this century. I don't think I've seen her since the late 1990s.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Back when we were in high school.
That's right. That's how Keith and I know each other. We went to high school together. And how things have evolved, folks. I'm a new host of a community radio station. Keith is an unpublished writer. And
unpublished novelist.
Unpublished novelist,
let's,
specifically.
Let's make sure, because if this goes out to those grandmothers and aunts, I'm in big trouble.
And again, we should be very clear. Keith is unpublished, and for my part, I'm hosting a fill-in show. This is not yet officially even my own
show. Well, now I feel bad because you're equating your situation with my false situation, which makes you look terrible if I were to say, hey, man,
yeah, it's, it can
I'm the
be
real
interpreted
deal.
Any number of ways, but it's not good. It's
no.
not good.
And that's exactly what we're talking about, is trying to frame your career as any sort of artist in a way that people think you don't suck is difficult.
You know, I've got something that I think will make us both feel a lot better, Keith. Keith and I actually met in the context of doing theater.
Yeah,
and I'm a huge lover of the arts generally, and if there's one thing I really enjoy, it's a powerful monologue when it's done right. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's like
I do.
There's a lot of people, they audition for things, they do monologues. It can be very rote, and I think I've been guilty of that. I don't consider myself a very good actor. It's hard for me to tell the truth, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But I found a Vancouver-based actor. And I'll get his name in a second here. I've got to find it here. But I came across this monologue he did, and I was so moved by gravitas. Is that the word?
Yep, that's the right one.
Gravitas. Mm-hmm. There was this gravitas to mm-hmm. his performance.
Yep.
I actually have it here on tape. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I'm very much
Are
so.
Curious
I,
to hear?
I love gravitas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and give it a listen.
And now, an improvised monologue brought to you with the assistance of dramatic music. I put my hands on my face and was confused and bewildered by what I felt. It was hair, and it was everywhere. Then I remembered, oh yes, I have a beard. I examined the contents of the medicine cabinet and found some dental floss. I couldn't remember what it was for, what to do with it. Regardless, I began flossing my teeth. My gums were bloodied. Not from flossing, just incidentally, they were bloody. It's a detail. I put down the floss. I grabbed a toothbrush, applied some toothpaste, and I began to brush my teeth. I brushed back, and I brushed forth. The whole time thinking, this is great. I'm a man with a beard, brushing his teeth.
That was compelling. You can see what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I had written it down and I found it. The actor's name is Rory Updike. Why are you laughing? Keith.
It's just that sounds like that guy's name. That's
it makes sense,
doesn't
right?
Doesn't surprise me.
It fits.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Rory Updike, and he's been acting. He's actually only been acting for 3 weeks.
Oh.
I'm just looking at his biographical information here.
That's a surprise.
He's been acting for 3 weeks, and his preference is every time he does a monologue, he needs and he wants to have dramatic music to underscore his performance.
That's very much what I noticed about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost as if without the music, there'd be very little substance, but not the case necessarily.
Yeah. I thought at one point that it was odd for me to be this interested in flossing, because as my dentist knows, I'm not normally. And I wasn't sure why. Why was he captivating me so much?
Yeah.
What was it about this mysterious, wonderful man?
Because it couldn't have been about dental floss.
No,
it must have been a metaphor. Like, you're thinking,
that must
be a metaphor.
Why would you have music if there wasn't a metaphor?
And you're thinking, but then again, what is the metaphor?
Yeah.
And then you say to yourself, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
exactly
you're just
that.
Kind of like, you're listening and you're confused.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is compelling.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of gravitas.
It's a lot
it's
of
not
gravitas.
Just a little.
Do you think it's just the music?
I feel like it would be a disservice to him as an artist to claim that, but yes.
It is just
the
music.
Yeah, I think so.
Rory Updike has been acting for 3 weeks. We'll probably never hear from him again.
Yeah.
Moving on. So that was this week's installment of, Jeff finds a local actor.
Yeah. I think it's going to work out. I think we'll be able to find many of that skill level.
I hope so.
And be able to give them their debut on the show.
They're just desserts.
Mm.
Folks, it's Jeff Bryant. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC campus in Vancouver. My guest today is Keith Kennedy. He's in the booth. It's good to have him. He's a Vancouver-based writer. Where he's based doesn't really matter, but as it happens, he's based in Vancouver. He lives in Marpole. I'm not going to tell you where, but he lives over in Marpole.
Where I'm parked, where I live.
How was the commute today?
It was
from
really,
Marpole.
It was really easy because it's early. Just like few people are listening, few people are driving.
Yeah.
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 It's kind of, it's almost like it neutralizes the benefit of the commute. The commute is easy.
Yes.
But nobody's listening.
Yeah. And I would have to deal with so much traffic to have an audience.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
this
true.
Is why I remain a poet and a short fiction writer, because to be a novelist, a lot of traffic.
So it sounds like if you had to, I know there's a construction on Southwest Marine Drive.
Yes.
So if you were having, it's closed off.
Yeah,
but if you
that's
were
an
having
update
to
for everyone out there who doesn't know.
If you were having to endure that, and it was just gridlock, and it took 3 hours,
mm-hmm.
but you knew that you'd have 12 listeners,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't want to do that, would
no,
you?
No, I would not.
So you trade mm-hmm. listeners for commute time.
Yeah. Well, I don't, I like to stay at home.
You do. And again, Keith does like to stay home. Keith leaves the home sometimes, but he doesn't.
I've gotten better.
This is like, this. You know, for you to come down to the studio, this is much appreciated. This is not a lot of people would do that. Think about where this show would be at this morning if you weren't here. It would be like 3% less good.
Three.
3 to 11% less good.
Oh, that's generous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll take that to the bank.
Just a casual statistic.
I just tried out a catchphrase.
Take it to the bank.
Yeah, did you like that? Don't use my catchphrase.
It sounds like something that your dad or his dad would have said.
I'll take that to the bank.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Say it with
Pass
emphasis.
The potatoes.
You're saying it with emphasis.
Yeah. I'll take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be in the studio? You comfortable?
Yeah. It's a new experience for me.
Yeah.
Strange. I feel like I need more sleep. And that's relevant because I often think when people claim lack of sleep, for lack of clarity,
mm-hmm.
that they're being dumb.
Sure.
But two nights in a row now, I've had a little bit less sleep than I want.
Well, here's what I'm going to suggest. I think the timing for this is just right. Keith's going to go and take a nap right now, a quick power nap. And we're going to check in with him later. In the meantime, I'm just going to play some inspirational music and just kind of see what happens. But Keith Kennedy is in the studio. He's going to go take a nap. And we're going to hopefully hear from him shortly, I think. Yeah. Thank you. inspirational music, playing live on the radio. With your host, Jeff Bryant, early on a Sunday morning. CITR, 101.9 FM, you know how it is. Thinking about guests that have come, guests that have gone. Guests like Keith Kennedy, who is currently in the other room taking a nap. Or is he? Whoa, whoa, folks, one second here. It looks like we might have Keith Kennedy awake from his nap. Just going to check in. Keith, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Keith, I thought you were taking a nap. And I'm playing some inspirational music. I thought you were napping. What's going on?
I don't mess around, Jeff. When I nap hard.
Wow. Where are you, Eva? I can't even... Where'd you go?
I'm just around the corner.
Wow, you're not that far away.
No, I'm not.
Well, you're coming through loud and clear.
That's good.
Yeah. Can you hear the inspirational music?
I can.
How's it making you feel?
I don't know. Inspiration's subjective.
That's true.
Yeah.
Another important insight from Keith Kennedy on the Fill-In Show.
That nap really did me wonders. I'm full of insight now.
You are. You're full of something. And that's all that matters. You sound awake now.
Yeah. I think the walk did me good.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a little bit of exercise, and I think you've really you hit on something.
Yeah.
You know, this is reminding me of the time that you called in from the rodeo. Rodeo on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we should pull up that piece of tape. It was about a week or two ago, Keith. You were at an area rodeo. We won't specify which.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to play favorites with the rodeo. But you were on the scene, weren't you? And
yes.
Do you remember what happened that day? I mean, we're going to do the call, but just like a 10-second sort of overview. What was going on that day?
My wife wanted to take advantage of the long weekend at the last second, and she forced me to go to the rodeo.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? Keith, come back in the studio, and thanks for calling in. We sure appreciate that. And we're going to go ahead and see if we can find that piece of tape where Keith went to the rodeo. Here it is right here. Okay, folks, I've got Keith on the line. Keith, where are you? What's going on?
I'm at the rodeo, man.
The rodeo?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me more.
Yeah, I parked at a church.
You parked at a church. Okay, go on.
And I think, I don't know how rodeos work, but I think, like, it draws the kind of people that make you doubt whether or not you're smelling the animals or the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of sweatiness.
Yep.
And it's slightly overcast, which isn't helping. I feel like I'm inside of a turd.
So it sounds, I'm hearing some regret in your voice. Are you regretting
over there? Oh, yeah. That's because it's full of regret, Jeff.
So you don't want to be there.
We're full of regret out here at the rodeo.
Well, so why are you there? Get out of there.
Well, it's my wife's fault.
Oh.
I let her choose what we do today, which is a mistake, Jeff.
Oh, God. So why did you get married then? Why did you get married in the first place?
Well, if we're talking about mistakes, that's another conversation, but that would have been my first.
Right.
My first ever, in fact, and my biggest.
Oh, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
this is
folks.
A series of many mistakes.
This has been Keith reporting from the rodeo. Thanks for calling, Keith. Appreciate it.
Regret.
So that was when you're at the rodeo.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
I didn't think there'd be a follow-up segment on that.
Yeah.
I thought I was pretty thorough.
I think we needed to follow up.
Yeah, maybe we did.
We need to discuss it. Keith, is there any... we have an opportunity here to play a song. If there's a song from your life, you know, that you love.
Okay.
Think about that right now.
Okay.
You know? In the meantime, I'm going to give you a little bit of jazz. But think about that. Is there a song? Because we've still got 20 minutes on the show, folks. Jeff Bryant hosting here at CITR. And maybe that's something we can try. If there's a song, think about it. No pressure. If there's a song from your youth.
Mm-hmm. Kiss by Prince.
Kiss by Prince.
Yeah.
We could slip that in.
Mm-hmm.
As a little homage.
Yeah. To the fact that he died. Is that an homage when you're just referencing that somebody
died? Yeah, you're homaging somebody's death.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a perfect one.
Yeah, okay, we can do that.
He doesn't want to kiss the dead.
Oh, you know, that actually might be the worst possible choice.
Oh, right, yes, I see that.
Because when I think about it, I think Prince is actually known for making his music difficult to source from the internet.
And I make it difficult to play songs.
Which at the last minute is probably how I would access it.
Right, well, let's go with Bowie.
So what if instead of all that, what if we just get... I'll put the jazz back on.
Mm-hmm.
And what if we Could we get you to just do some sort of Prince-esque falsetto noises in the background?
In the background?
Yeah.
Like move away from the mic?
Yeah, move away from the mic, okay. Just like you're at a distance.
Okay, should I start just whenever I'm feeling it?
Yeah, just, I'll give you... Let me give you some jazz first. Let me give you some jazz.
I feel like I'm disrespecting him a little.
No. I think if it's coming from a good place. Yeah. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we've got Keith Kennedy, the writer, in the studio. Yeah. And in a misguided effort to homage Prince, I have encouraged him to strain for some falsetto notes in the studio.
Does that sound like Prince at all?
I think it sounds more like Prince than your natural speaking voice.
I feel like Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou Who. Folks, it is the Fill-In Show. It's a bit of a wandering show, but it is the whole point of the Fill-In Show, in my opinion, is just to try things out.
Yeah,
this show,
experimentation.
I want to be self-referential and acknowledge this show has been all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a few segments. We had Keith talking football.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good.
It was okay.
It was okay. We had Keith answering a question.
Yeah.
And if you're just joining us, he answered the question of blanket fort versus tree fort. Mm-hmm. And the answer is...
It's a blanket fort.
Blanket fort.
Yeah. Think about that for a second.
Keith also took a nap,
mm-hmm.
but it was very short-lived.
Yeah.
He then called
in. Powerful, vibrant nap.
I mean, people say power nap, but you were not messing around. You called in within 30 seconds. Keith called in.
Yeah.
And he's also my guest here in studio. And this is a fill-in show. It's going to be, we're going to be on the air here till 10 a.m., then the next show is going to come on here on a Sunday morning. Moving forward, I'm going to be hosting a show called Now We're Talking. Myself, Jeff Bryant. Keith will be a regular commentator on the show. There may or may not be incidental jazz.
I would be surprised if there wasn't.
Yeah. How do you feel about the jazz music underscore?
I think it goes great with brunch, so today, yes.
Okay.
Depending on the time slot of your show, it may not be appropriate.
Sure.
But I could always do that Prince thing.
That's true.
So,
again, I should...
I think...
As I did my list of what we've done in the show so far, I didn't mention the most significant occurrence, which was Keith. He's doing falsetto Prince noises.
Yeah. Which, at the time, I felt a little self-conscious about. In hindsight, nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's try this.
Sometimes it's just inspiration, right? It's not about how good your impression is. It's how much you feel it. And that was me feeling it, folks.
Why don't we try this? Let's get the sound of some rain falling in the background. let's just see where that takes us. Because I have a feeling that it's going to take us to some interesting places. So I'm just going to cue that up. But Keith, thank you so much for joining in the studio. And here it is, a little bit of rain. Here we go. Hear that? Okay, we're gonna act out a scene here. Keith and I. Hey Keith, how's it going? How's it going?
Hi Jeff, how are you?
Shh, 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 shh.
Oh, sorry, it's the rain?
Yeah, be quiet, it's the rain.
Okay.
Oh, you hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
I thought it sounded like the thunder rolling.
Oh, like that Garth Brooks song?
Exactly.
I've never heard Real Thunder. I've only ever listened to Garth Brooks.
I've never heard that song or of Garth Brooks.
Oh, I just made him up.
Did you?
Yeah, I wrote those songs that he wrote, actually.
Didn't you make up Chris Gaines?
That in itself is fun.
Wait a second.
To have an alter ego is very amusing.
I think it was Garth Brooks that made up Chris Gaines.
Oh, are we onto something?
That was so misguided.
This is what the rain does. The rain provides insight.
Shh. Okay. It's the rain. Keith, be quiet.
Oh, man, I miss Chris Gaines.
There you go. If you're just joining us, that was what is called an improv. And if you were taking notes, you would have seen that we started with some gentle rain. And very quickly.
With stopping Keith from talking in a prolonged way about Chris Gaines. What percentage
classic.
Of people out there do you think have any idea who Chris Gaines is?
Well, it depends on whether they've Googled it in the past 30 seconds.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, for me, I would say that's sort of a way. I have mechanisms in place socially. I don't know if you can relate.
I can.
In order to sort of.
I have a robot arm.
Yes, you do. And it's sort of like. It's like a filter.
Right.
And if I drop the Chris Gaines reference, and the person I'm talking to knows exactly
what
I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you mean.
About,
yeah, yeah. I call those separators.
Separators.
Yeah, yeah, they separate people I want to continue to talk to with people that I don't.
So for me, if you know who Chris Gaines is, you are in.
Yeah, you're in.
And you're not just
tribe.
In,
yeah.
But you're in for life.
Yeah.
Even if everything otherwise about you
yeah.
is offensive to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, even if you asked my mother out in an awkward fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then it's okay.
So,
it's
okay.
She can handle it, you know.
Separators, I like that. So for me, it's does this person know all about Chris Gaines?
Yeah.
What are some other separators for you that are non-controversial and radio-friendly?
How many spiders are in the jungle?
Is it a reference to something?
Yeah, no. Just if you know, if you do or you don't.
Oh.
How the knee works. Very
knee
important,
works.
Yeah.
Because you yourself have learned how your knee works.
Yeah. I need you to be indifferent about Bananarama. That's a big one for me. Where I just, what do you do with
you
that?
You need them to be indifferent.
Yeah. So if you come to me and you say, look, big Cruel Summer fan.
Hmm.
I don't know if I can continue with that.
If you love them, it's bad.
Yeah, it's
if
weird.
If you hate them, it's bad.
Yeah, why would you
if
hate them?
If you're indifferent, awesome.
I just get that, yeah. That's my tribe.
That's interesting.
Indifference to those three women. Are they even attractive women? I think they are.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure, Jeff.
Wow.
Is that relevant? I'm not sure.
Probably not.
So the whole thing is just a bit muddy for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get that rain back in.
Chris Gaines grew up on
Chris Gaines.
Just to be fair.
Grew up on a farm.
I know nothing about Chris Gaines. I don't mind if I'm being judged by this fandom that seems to have been created about Chris Gaines, but I know nothing about it. It's phenomenal, though, that as a huge star, he decided to have a pen name.
Well, let's give me a second here, Keith, and just indulge me for a second.
Sure.
And let me just explain to the listener, with the sound of rain, who Chris Gaines is.
Shh.
Chris Gaines is a fictional rock star persona, created as an alter ego for Garth Brooks to explore rock and roll styles far removed from his success as a country singer. He was fictitiously born in Brisbane, Australia. He's been active since 1999, although the use of the word active is used loosely. Initially, Brooks planned to feature the Gaines persona in The Lamb, a motion picture which never materialized. In 1999, Brooks released one album as Gaines. The album produced two charting Billboard singles, including the top five pop hit, Lost in You. So that's Chris Gaines.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he actually charted. I thought it was a full bomb.
Garth Brooks was huge.
Oh, I know.
Maybe he still is, but he was huge.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this would be a good example if he did anything,
yeah.
I think it could chart.
Yeah, that's true, and I think that's also how terrible that must have been, was that he could only carry that through two hits,
yeah.
And then people were like, that's enough of both of you.
But again, who are we to judge? Who are we?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that guy, he's a nice guy. That's the other thing. I it's hard sometimes to say bad things about a really nice guy. Chris Gaines.
Oh, well, they both seem like nice
guys.
Yeah,
they do, which is weird because they're different people. But yeah, no, Garth Brooks, he's like a really nice guy, and he just stopped doing music to be with his family. And
I know it's unrealistic, but there's a part of me that's hoping either of those guys are listening to the show right now. Let's say for some reason they're in Vancouver.
I assumed they were.
And they're tuning into the station.
Yeah.
And they're like, we got an unpublished novelist, I should say, yeah. Published poet.
This is going to destroy my career, ladies and gentlemen.
And we've got a failed musician who's aspiring to host a radio
mm-hmm,
show,
mm-hmm.
who's doing a fill-in
and
show.
And that's you.
And not doing it yeah. particularly well.
I think
on the radio.
Yeah.
Talking about Garth Brooks. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And Garth Brooks leans back and nods and kind of smiles
mm-hmm.
at the validation he's received from us
mm-hmm.
two. Do you think that's happening right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the rain probably got him right away. Like,
yeah.
He was just dialing through the stations. And he went, oh, what's this thing?
Yeah, what is this?
Is that thunder? That's like my song, The Thunder Rolls.
This sounds promising.
I'm going to leave it on. Because the thing about him, even though he's a nice guy, real big narcissist.
Yeah.
Anything about him, he just can't. You know, he's not like film actors who don't like watching their own roles.
Yeah.
He listens to his own music all the time. Like, in the tub.
On loop.
Yeah.
He's got the wireless Beats headphones.
Yeah, yeah, the Dr. Dre.
And he's just kind of, they're on there permanently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perma-narcissist.
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 Mm-hmm.
Folks, it's Jeff Bryant hosting the Fill-In Show on CITR 101.9 FM. The guest today is Keith Kennedy.
Me.
Him. There he is.
Woo. I'm starting to wake up now. How much time do we have left?
Yeah, we should, you know, it's funny. We're doing an hour-long show, and I think that works. But imagine if it was an eight-hour show.
Yeah, I was imagining that earlier.
You know, it starts out, okay. Mm-hmm. It gets worse, gets a bit worse. Maybe it gets a little bit better, gets worse.
Yeah.
But then maybe slowly gets better.
Yeah. I think the key is to take every segment and do it for longer. So imagine, if you will.
Drag it out.
Yeah, imagine, if you will, me talking about the fact that I had done no research on football in approach of this Euro Cup.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about it for an hour.
Nice.
Yeah.
That could be a whole premise for a show.
That's how you get 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So it's not hard. The veil, again, the veil and the cape are off.
Yeah.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
We will show you the underbelly. The seedy underbelly of how this stuff works. It's not science.
It's seedy.
Yeah, it's not even anything we've discussed before, but I think that you're starting to get the hang of it.
Keith, I'm going to play a quick public service announcement.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Folks, it's Jeff Bryant back in the studio. That's right, free radio on my phone, that's a thing. I had never heard of that until a week or two ago. You should Google it. The concept, I think, is that our smartphones have a transmitter in them. And if it was enforced by the government, then the telecom companies would be compelled to allow us to access the radio on our phones, which would be good in the event of an emergency. But also it means you could listen to CITR for free and not have to stream. How cool would that be? Folks, it looks like we've got a call. Let's see what we got here. Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Sir, you've got your radio on. You're going to have to turn that down. If you look over, find the dial maybe on your radio and turn that down.
Okay.
No? Okay, thanks for calling. Yeah, folks, that's okay. We just had a random call in there, and who knows who that is. But it turns out the radio was on. That's a classic mistake. The radio was playing while the guy was on the phone, so he needs to go to the amplifier and turn down the volume source, in which case, when he calls back, it will not at all be a problem, and it'll sound great. So that's just a note for all callers on radio stations. Folks, it's Jeff Bryant. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My guest today was Keith. He's gone to take another nap. No harm done. And wait a minute, we've got a call here. Let's see who this is. Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, who's this?
Yeah, I just called earlier, but there was some sort of feedback.
Yeah, I think, sir, I think you're making that classic radio mistake of you had the radio turned up.
Oh.
Sounds like you turned it down, though.
Well, this is all very ridiculous, then.
Yes.
Because I was calling because I couldn't figure out what all this noise was.
Mm-hmm. That's ironic.
I had the radio on the whole time.
You sure did.
Oh,
looks
boy.
Looks like you turned it off, though, or did you?
Yeah.
Sounds like you did.
Yeah, well, I was listening to your show, and so I heard you instruct me to do so.
Wow. Did you want to talk to Keith today?
I don't know. That guy?
You don't have to.
Okay.
Honestly, there's no pressure.
Yeah.
There's no pressure whatsoever. If you don't want to, I don't fault you for that.
You're not an advocate.
You sound a lot like Keith, actually. Is this Ian?
Yeah. Hey, how did you know?
Ian. I think we met once at a wedding or something.
Yeah, I just came from a wedding. I'm always coming from a wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why is that? Are you just a popular guy or big family, maybe?
No, it's definitely the opposite of that. I get hired to go to weddings.
Oh, you do?
To ask awkward questions.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. So it's great. There was this one guy, I remember, Keith, and he's just such a sucker for awkward questions. He answers questions for a living.
Does he?
On his blog. But he's very bad at answering the question, what do you do for a living?
Right.
So, I just go to these places and I make people uncomfortable,
wow,
which is appropriate at a wedding.
It is. I think that's a useful function.
Yeah, and so I have a face for it, which is great. My mom always said that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a face that annoys me, she would say.
Oh, wow.
She was a sweetheart.
Wow.
That one.
Wow. Well, listen, thanks for calling in, Ian. It's I don't know what it's been, but it's been something. It's been It's been constructive. It's been useful.
Okay.
It's been a little bit sad.
Yeah.
A little forlorn in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My life is not good.
Okay, Ian. Well, you go ahead and take care, and we'll catch you later. Maybe see you at the next wedding then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Folks, it's Jeff Bryant. Been hosting the Fill-In Show here at CITR 101.9 FM. My guest today was Keith Kennedy. He's gone in the other room to take a nap, but he, who knows, he might join us at any point in time. Anything's possible. I want to thank you for listening. And hey, there's lots of programming today on CITR. Make sure you tune in and enjoy. And I will be hosting a show, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, start hosting it. I believe it'll be Sunday evenings. That's TBD. But regardless, the show is called Now We're Talking. And we'll be talking to all sorts of people. We've got some programming coming up in 3 minutes. We've got another show. There's an Ethiopian program on Sundays targeting Ethiopian people and aiming to encourage education and personal development in Canada. That's followed by the Rockers show, playing the best in roots, rock, reggae, dub, ska, dancehall, etc. That's from 12 to 3. You got Blood on the Saddle at 3 o'clock. All this information can be found at CITR.ca. Just getting ready to wrap it up soon. But we've got Keith back in the studio. Keith, you're back.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going today?
It's good. You take another nap?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Yeah. The radio woke me up.
It woke you up?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. Well, Keith, thanks for coming in this morning. I sure appreciate it. And we're just about ready to wrap up our time on the radio this morning. But what did we learn? As I always like to ask this question at the end of every fill-in show that I
like
do, what did we learn in 60 seconds or less?
Yeah, it's like the short answer I do for my blog, askkeithanything.blogspot.com.
There you go. Say that again one more time, nice and slow.
askkeithanything.blogspot.com.
And you can probably just Google Ask Keith Anything.
There's a lot of it comes up. And it's a little bluer. It's a little bluer than the way I work on the radio.
Okay, so you've got more options if you go there. So 30 seconds, Keith, what did we learn today?
Well, we definitely learned that footy is the happy medium between football and soccer.
Okay, let me write that down.
We learned that the Copa America and the Euro should not happen at the same time, if in fact it is.
Yes, that's bizarre. What else?
I guess we learned that I'm a huge, huge fan of Bananarama, and I try to deal with it in strange ways.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that you shouldn't have your radio up when you call the radio.
Why would you do that?
That's just... Yeah. That's amateur hour.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah. Jeez.
You would never do that.
Jeez Louise.
I would never do that.
How's that for a catchphrase? Take that to the bank.
Writing it down.
Jeez Louise. Can you back-to-back? Catchphrases?
You can.
Really? Like a fight.
It's like something we learned today.
It's like the two heroes back-to-back slugging it out, but in catchphrase form.
Yeah.
Take that to the bank, geez Louise.
The double whammy.
Oh, I like that.
I'll write that down.
Oh, that's a third.
That's it.
Double whammy.
Folks, it's been a show, right? It's been a show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm your host, Jeff Bryant. This has been a quasi version of Now We're Talking.